Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at amazon.com/backtoschool and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Folks, here I am in the Coach's Corner, but before I bring to you the lesson of the day, I want to make an apology to those of you who enjoy the chat room as much as I enjoy seeing you in there. Yesterday and today we had technical issues surrounding the chat room. We couldn't get it open. So I know you can hear us. I believe you can hear us in the chat room, but you can't chat in the chat room because I haven't been able to open it up. If you can't hear us in the chat room, you can log into the computer, JoyceBarryandFriends.com, or call in and hear us on the phone at 917
888-458-4530. So I do apologize for that because I truly enjoy hearing your comments from the chat room and chatting back with all of you. Today in the Coach's Corner, given the topic is he, she, the one, with our guest, Carla Lynn Hall, our most outrageous guest of all time. Who else would I want to do a topic like that with? We're going to talk about this very special store called the Husband Store. And
ooh.
Carla, if you know anything about this store or if you shop there, then I might ask you to just hold your thoughts till the very, very end. I don't know if you've ever went to the Husband Store, but it is a store that sells new husbands, and it opens in New York City where a woman may go to choose a husband. Among the instructions at the entrance is a description of how the store operates. You may visit the store only once. There are 6 floors, and the attributes of the men increase as the shopper goes up the flight. There is, however, a catch. You may choose any man from a particular floor, or you may choose to go up a floor, but you cannot go back down except to exit the building. So those are your instructions. So a woman goes to the Husband Store, obviously, to find a husband. On the very first floor, the sign on the door reads, Floor 1. These men have jobs. Okay, so she goes to the second floor. Remember, you can go up, but you can't go down. That's the catch. You can choose any man from a particular floor, or you can choose to go up, but you cannot go back down except to exit the building. Okay, floor 1, these men have jobs. The second floor sign reads, Floor 2, these men have jobs and love kids. So she goes to the third floor. That sign reads, these men have jobs, love kids, and are extremely good looking. Wow, she thinks, but feels compelled to keep going. She goes to the fourth floor, and the sign reads, Floor 4. These men have jobs, love kids, are drop-dead good-looking, and help you with the housework.
Ooh.
Oh, mercy me, she exclaims. I can hardly stand it. Still, she goes to the fifth floor, and the sign reads, Floor 5. These men have jobs, love kids, are drop-dead gorgeous, help with the housework, and have a very strong romantic streak. She
Ooh.
Is so tempted to stay, but she goes to the sixth floor. So, Carla, so far, have you been tempted?
Oh, heck yes.
So would you have gotten off by the time you reach 5?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I do know the end of this story, but every time I hear it,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, no, I'm not going to tell you, but you know, when I hear you go through the floors, I'm thinking, okay, if that was me, would I stop? I don't know. They're all sounding really good, so keep going.
Right, exactly. Okay, so she's very tempted to stay, but she does go to the sixth floor, and the sign reads, Floor 6. You are visited 31,456,012 to this floor. There are no men on this floor. This floor exists solely as proof that women are impossible to please. Thank you for shopping at the Husband Store. And that by one of my favorite authors of all time, my friend Anonymous. So, yes. And I do believe I had shared this once before when you were on a show, but I didn't know if you remember. It was, after all, you got a good memory when it comes to a Husband Store. We shared it on September 28, 2012. That's how long ago it was with you. But it was so perfect as a segue for today's show that I couldn't resist sharing it. I don't know, just my own mentality on Floor 5. They love kids, drop-dead gorgeous, help with the housework, have a strong romantic streak. I probably would have gone up to 6th floor because it left several things out. It left out sense of humor. It left out a nice bank account. It left out powerful. So I know for me, in all honesty, I would have been up on the 6th floor with the exit sign. So indeed, anything more on that before we move on to Is He, She the One?
Well, yes. You know, I love that story, though, because I just like the idea of going from a floor to the a quote unquote husband store, and each floor has something new, and they have a new great thing, great trait added, and I'd like to think that I would stop at the right time, but I don't know. It's sort of like The Price is Right, that game show,
and you're having the temptations are huge.
Yes, and you think, oh, should I choose door number one? Should I, and you might get the booby prize. So in this example, the sixth floor is the booby prize. I'd be kicking myself all day. I would be kicking myself all day if I got up to the sixth floor. But no.
That's why we say in today's show, when we talk about is he the one, where we talk about the dynamics of choosing the right one. And you can listen to the show keeping this question in mind. Are you being too fussy or not fussy enough? This show will give you much to think about as you ponder this $64,000 question. So let me just share with you who is Carla Lynn Hall. She mixes soul, jazz, and country twang. She's New York City's Carla Lynn Hall, a singer, songwriter, playing pop by her own set of rules. The Manhattan Mirror has described Carla's music as Nora Jones meets Sasha Fierce on their way to visit the Beatles. She is someone who advises musicians. She's known as the DIY Diva, which I love that title, Do-It-Yourself Diva. She mm-hmm. has an audience online, and she writes articles for musicians on musicdish.com. Her informative articles on songwriting and performing made her a favorite with readers, and she is indeed a favorite with this radio show. She is, after all, our most outrageous guest of all time. And if you go to Joyce Barry and Friends and Google Carla Lynn Hall, you'll see any number of incredible topics where she was our special guest, and she never holds back. She's totally outrageous. And, of course, given all of that, she has been named in the Joyce, Barry, and Friends All-Star Group with the title Most Outrageous Guest. Over to you, my friend, my partner in outrageousness, Carla Lynn Hall.
Why, thank you, Joyce. Thank you so much for having me on the show. Again, I always love, being on your show. We have such a great, rapport, and we always talk about fun things. And, we were planning to do this show. The question was, is she the one? Is he the one? And, all weekend long, or actually since you mentioned it, I've just been sort of just pondering, how do I answer this question? Because I feel like I am so not an expert on it. I mean, I have plenty to say on it, obviously. I probably have enough to say that'll last a couple of shows, but as far as what the ultimate answer is, I'm not sure I could give it. But one thing I knew I wanted to start with, that, there's this concept of the one, is he the one, is she the one? I have to tell you, Joyce, I don't agree, and I don't believe that there is one person that is sort of like this person who is who comes from above and is the answer to all of your dreams and hopes and wishes and all of those things. I don't believe that, and I don't think I ever have. I believe that, and I guess it's similar to soulmates. And I mean, I we will talk about other things of other I suppose ways people choose whether or not they're going to be with someone. But I just wanted to kind of get this out the way first. The whole concept of, the one and soulmates, I don't know if those things actually exist. I mean, I do believe that there are many people that we are compatible with, that we could be happy with, that we could be, have a lifetime of happiness with. But I don't believe it's necessarily one person. And I think and even the soulmate, and for me, the definition for many people of, what a soulmate is, that again, it's that magical person, that Prince Charming. And I'm not really a big fan of those kind of Prince Charming fairy tale stories, because that's not really my experience. I don't know about you, Joyce, but I don't have necessarily any Prince Charming experiences. But I've had some wonderful, 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 you know, loving relationships in my life. So for me, I feel like a soulmate is someone who is going to bring out the best in you and sometimes the worst in you. A soulmate, in my opinion, is someone who you are attracted to, you know, in this life, who will bring, I don't know, maybe you will be attracted to them, or maybe it could even be, it could be something not even related to love. Someone could be a soulmate, but maybe it might be like work related. Like, you know, for example, that I perform with Curtis, and I think of him as a musical soulmate, but that's not the same thing as saying, oh, that's my soulmate, therefore we're going to be, you know, together forever.
Wait. Carla, I have to stop you just for a second.
Sure, sure.
Because you referenced Curtis, and someone so crazy, who is Curtis, her husband, her boyfriend.
Curtis is her partner, and they
did a wonderful show together. Just looking up the date, do you happen to know it offhand when the two of you, because when you reference something, people open their minds so crazy.
No, you're absolutely right. That was January 16th, and that topic was Partners in Harmony. There we go, Partners in Harmony. But as we even, as Joyce, as you brought up during that call, during that show, we are not a romantic partnership, but we are definitely a strong partnership, and I think I could say, okay, we're sort of on the soulmate level because there's like a shorthand that we have, and we can easily, you know, understand each other. But it's not a romantic relationship. But I feel that kind of relationship, when you're talking about like romantic or love or something like that, there's probably certain things that are in common, you know, as far as like the person that they, hopefully that they get you, they understand you. And certain things just don't have to be explained because you just understand those things. But as far as, you know, someone walking in the door and someone say, oh, this is my soulmate, I just don't buy it. And you know what? Maybe I don't even know if I'm even the right person to talk about this subject today, because I don't even believe in love at first sight. Do you believe in love at first sight, Joyce?
Yes, I do. I do believe in it. As it happened to me, no. But, Carla, I think you said that your show with Curtis was January 16th. It's December 16th.
Oh, December 16th. Yes, because we had a performance on – you're right. You're so right. We had a performance on December 15th, and then we did your show together on the 16th. Yes, December 16th.
Yeah, I wanted
to clear
that up. And how you – sure, how you access that show – you go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, and friends.com. Click on December 16th, Partners in Harmony, her and her soulmate musical partner, Curtis. Okay. So, yes, I do believe in it. Has anything followed through on it? No.
But
it is something I believe can happen.
Yes. And I believe it could happen. I don't feel it's ever happened to me, and I think also I'm just really practical when it comes to love and relationships. So I sort of feel like I couldn't trust it. Like if I met someone and I was just all of a sudden hot and bothered, I would be really concerned that I would be right about to lose my mind and do stupid things over a guy. If anyone is listening, they know what I'm talking about.
Yes, and I think you're ruled by your head first, and then your heart. And where those other things come into play is when you're ruled by your heart first and then your head.
That's true. Or other parts of your body.
Yes, absolutely. Or other parts of your body. Absolutely correct.
So anyway, so I'm getting my practical, no-nonsense perspective out of the way first, just so people know where I'm coming from. And I believe in love. I believe in relationships. I believe in, you know, people being happy and getting married and all those other things. But I really feel like I feel that it is important to use the head in addition to, you know, your heart and other, you know, regions of your body.
Absolutely. Catch your breath. You're so excited about this topic. You can hardly speak.
It's true.
I just
it's true.
Add one comment before you go in. Even if you do, if you're a believer that love at first sight can exist, the problem is if it's not love at first sight at the same time with both of you. So a monkey wrench is thrown into the picture if it's love at first sight for you but not for him. It works when there's a connection, and timing is so, so important, because he could be the one for you in your
right.
timing, but you're not the one for him in his timing.
Ooh, you are preaching to the choir, Joyce. It is true. You're right. Timing is so very, very crucial, because, you know, you can meet someone and you could think, oh, my goodness, this guy is the guy for me. You know, like you said, it doesn't have to be the one, but he's definitely the one for me. And but is a better it could be that you'd meet someone and you think, wow, this guy is really, really great. But for whatever reason, his timing is not there. And if his timing isn't there, then that's it. There's nothing you can do about it. You can't make someone be ready. You know, I've heard of women doing things like, oh, I'm going to play hard to get, and, you know, and if he's written, that'll make him ready. But I don't think you can really make someone ready. You know, I mean, perhaps if you decide, okay, I'm going to start dating someone else and just give up on this other guy, then maybe that other guy might say, oh, wait, okay. But you can't predict those kind of things. It's just sort of like, if a guy isn't ready, the guy isn't ready, and you just got to let him go and you got to let him do his thing. And that really sucks, I got to say. I mean, I've definitely encountered timing issues in my own life. But to be honest, I've also been the one who wasn't ready, you know, for many different times. Like, I'm divorced. I don't even know if we've ever discussed this, Joyce, but, like, I was married once for 2 years. Like, we were maybe, like, all told, the relationship was maybe 10 years. And my boyfriend, like, we moved in together, and I was so happy just to be living together. You know, I was like, okay, I'm good, you know, and then I was just, like, I was just moving on with my life, whereas my boyfriend at the time, he was ready to get married. He was ready to, I mean, he bought me a couple of, well, bought, for my birthday, he gave me a couple of cats 1 year. And I think he was trying to sort of get me in that maternal frame of mind. He was thinking, okay, you know, we're already living together. Okay, now I'm going to get some cats. Cats, that's like the next step. And then, you know, later on when, you know, then when we talk marriage, it won't seem so foreign. But it really wasn't the time for me. The relationship itself also wasn't the right one for me either. And, you know, you can do all that you want to try to make something, you know, fit into a certain, you know, get that square peg, try to squeeze it into a heart-shaped box, shall we say, and it will last maybe just until it's supposed to, but at some point it's just going to implode if you're pushing it and if it's not the right time. So I guess I'd just throw some wisdom out there and say sometimes you just got to let things go. And honestly, I'm not the best person for that either.
Nobody is.
But, you know, but I can say the times that I have let go of certain situations, that's been better for me, because, you know, you also have to make room. You know, that's another concept, making room for things, making room for people in our lives. We talked about timing. Timing is important. But also, if you're someone who's looking to date someone else, you also have to look at, you know, what's going on in your life. Do you have space? Do you have time in your life to invite someone new? Because some people, I have a friend. I did say I wasn't going to use any names. Curtis is my partner, so that doesn't count. But I have a friend who wants to – are you laughing over there?
No, I couldn't help but chuckle when you mentioned Curtis, and I'm thinking, Curtis, it's not Curtis. I was going to say, Curtis, don't take this personally.
Oh, yeah, I should say that. I don't know if he's going to listen. Maybe he will. But it's a good example just because we get along really well. But I suppose a romantic relationship that worked out like our professional relationship, that would be really, really great. So anyway, we just finished talking about timing. Oh, space. Okay, so a friend of mine, she wants to date. However, her apartment is like totally packed with stuff. She's borderline hoarder, you know, and you have to think about if you're going to invite someone in your life, or you're interested in inviting someone into your life, you have to think about, okay, what are they going to see when they get there? And it, similar to like a hoarding physical stuff kind of situation, you also think about your lifestyle. Are you doing things like, do you work 60 hours a week? You know, that makes it really difficult to meet people. Back in the day, long time ago, Joyce, I used to work at Victoria's Secret. You know, the lingerie
really?
Store?
Yes,
yeah. yes. And I love that job.
You were in sales or you modeled?
Thank you. I was in sales and I was also a manager. Uh-huh. I didn't model, although I will say, just like a side note, I would wear, because, you know, you could wear like those garter belts with like the little straps and stuff. I used to wear those like underneath my skirts, and when people would say, oh, how do you put that on? I would sort of just demonstrate. So I suppose that's sort of like being a model, but not really. Anyway, I digress. But when I worked at Victoria's Secret, I was a manager, and I worked there probably, I don't know, it seemed like 50, 60 hours a week. And on one hand, I mean, it was definitely a lot of fun. You know, it's a romantic store. It smells great. You know, we look pretty and all these things. And people would say, oh, my God, that is like the best job. And it was until I started dating again, or I wanted to date, because for one thing, I was working 50, 60 hours a week, and even though I'm working at this romantic store and I can get, you know, lingerie at a discount, I just had no time for dating, but B, the only people I was meeting, the only males that I was meeting at the time were the guys that came in the store to shop for other, you know, to shop for their girlfriends. So that wasn't really any fun at all, because at some point it gets kind of depressing, you know, when you're seeing yet another guy come in and buy something really, you know, wonderful, you know, for his girlfriend, and you're just like, oh, I'm just going to go home to my cat, you know. That's just so not fun. But think about what kind of space, you know, you have in your life. So you might want to think about, okay, I need to make sure that there's a place if I have another friend, one of my former producers. He's in a relationship now, so it doesn't matter. But when I was making my Supernova CD, my producer ended up hooking up with my best friend, and she told me a funny thing. He only had one pillow in his bed. And I thought that was very interesting. So it's kind of like, if you want, and obviously they didn't work out as a couple. But the idea is, you know, you want to have people come over, but you only have one pillow? You know, what are you saying to the universe? You know, so if you really want to, I guess, have a relationship with someone, you just also have to look at, you know, do you have space in your life for another person, much less, you know, space in your apartment. Okay, so I feel like I've gotten enough of my practical stuff out the way. So let's talk about the possibilities. Is he the one? Is she the one? And I think that, I mean, even though I'll be the first person to say I'm not an expert, I believe that there are certain things that are important, and those are the things that I feel comfortable sharing. So first and foremost, I think that personal compatibility is very important. You know, you need to be able to you know, get along with this person. You need to be able to have conversations with this person. Hopefully that you both have a sense of humor and you can work out things, because, you know, when you're in a relationship with someone, you spend a lot of time with that person or working things out or you know, maybe starting a family. And if you don't have that basic compatibility, I think that's going to be a problem. Some people feel that opposites attract, and I suppose to a certain extent they do, but I think in the long run it's important to think about, you know, can you live with this person? Do you think you could be with this person for 10 years, 25 years? You know, it who knows? But you have to think about that, I think, at the very beginning. And I suppose similar to that, you can have like opposites attract in certain things, but I think you need to have shared values. Like the big things that are important to you should be shared or at least appreciated. So, for example, someone might be of a particular religion, and I'm not saying that you need to switch your religion to be with someone else if, you know, if it's different, but hopefully there's at least a mutual respect, you know, for how you spend your spiritual life. Things like, do you both like to work a lot? You know, if one person works 60 hours a week and the other person maybe doesn't work at all, or maybe they work only 10 hours a week or something like that, there's going to be some kind of there's going to be a discrepancy in just how you relate to one another, because of that person who's working 60 hours a week, they don't really check in, for example, with the person who's not working as much. That person who isn't working as much might feel left out. So I think that's something else to think about. Values and lifestyle, I suppose, are very similar. Things like children. Does one of you want children and the other one of you does not want children? That's like a major, major, major deal breaker for many people. So those are things that you want to think about. There's got to be a friendship, and I suppose that comes back to that original personal compatibility piece. Are you friends? Friendship is, to me, it's the cornerstone of any relationship. And if you're not with someone who you consider your friend, that's definitely going to be a problem. Let's see. I think another thing that's important is your friends and your family. Sometimes I believe people get together and they don't necessarily think that it means that much if their friends like their mate or not, or their family doesn't, whether or not their family likes their mate or not. I think it is important. Not to say that I would never break up with someone just because my friends didn't like them, but I would listen to what, you know, what people have to say, like what their opinions are, because maybe there's something that they see that I don't. But I think it's important to remember that, you know, your friends are they're extensions of you, and your family is also, you know, or you're an extension of your family. So if there are, for example, you know, you're going to get married. Say you're going to get married, and marriage is people. I think people might not understand how much you are really bridging your life with another person until people get engaged, and that's when they really start to see all the stuff that comes up, and a lot of people get triggered during the engagement process. But you know, that's also part of that process. You are putting two separate families, you're putting them together. Not everyone's going to like each other. Not everyone's going to agree. And a lot of that comes up during the wedding planning process. So you see a lot of people who are engaged having arguments that they never had before with their family and friends. And I think it's just good to remember that is also par for the course. And part of the engagement process, in my opinion, is to sort of navigate that. You know, you're going from two families to becoming, you know, one couple and a joined family. And these things come up so you can work them out, so you can resolve them, and you can, you know, slowly grow into this new family unit. So don't be afraid, you know, if those issues come up when you're engaged. By the way, it's even funny that I should say that. Did I tell you I eloped? I didn't even have this long engagement process. I mean, we were together for a long time, but we just sort of eloped. We went to New Orleans and our friends came with us, and then we just got married. So it wasn't the big elopement, but we were already living together. We already met our friends and our family, and we knew, you know, this was it for us. Again,
how long did the marriage last? How long did it last?
2 years. Two years
and
change.
And how long were you living together?
4 years.
So it's a 6-year relationship.
Well, and it was, but it was like before that, it was like 4 years, 3-4 years long distance. So all told, it ended up being like 10 years, but like 4 years, you know, living together day in, day out, and then 2 years married. But honestly, I would say that we probably shouldn't have gotten married in the first place, and that's, you know, that's my thing on that one. Because there's things that you You know what? You know what? I have something that just came up to me that it was not on my list. Unfinished business. Unfinished business. And some of you who are turning in, I know you know what I'm talking about. In my case, there was unfinished business, meaning like I wasn't totally ready to commit to my husband or my ex-husband because I still had a lot of stuff going on from a past relationship that I hadn't resolved yet. So one of the things that you want to do if you're thinking about being with someone new is thinking about, okay, did I clear out my old stuff? Because, you know, you can't have, you know, two things can't occupy the same space or, you know, in your heart. You have to clear out the old before you can, again, see what I was saying about making space for new. So,
All right, hold that thought because I want to make a couple of comments.
Oh,
first
sure.
First of all, when you said we probably shouldn't have gotten married, I probably shouldn't have married him. So the first thing I want to say as a coach is it's time to let that one go. You did marry him. Mm. You've been with this man for a decade, 10 years. So clearly a lot of lessons were learned and a lot of value was there. If you were with him in the marriage for 3 months and you say we probably shouldn't have gotten married, but the marriage was 4 years, and unless it was an abusive relationship, you have to acknowledge that which you got out of it, rather than condemn it in any way. 10 years to be with someone is a long time. So I invite you to shift that, appreciate what you derive from it, the lessons you learn, so it could, in fact, take you to another level.
Joyce, you are absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You're right. I was just thinking about the length of the marriage and not the whole length of the relationship, and you're right. I totally learned so much, and I definitely learned a lot from the divorce too. But
right,
of course. I learned a lot from that relationship, and I have nothing against marriage. I have nothing against love or relationships or anything like that. And I kind of feel like it got me.
Are you still in communication with this person?
No, unfortunately. I thought that it was going to be that. I really was hoping for that, actually. He remarried and sort of disappeared. Not disappeared. I mean, I found him on Facebook, obviously. But put it this way. When we divorced, we were friends through the divorce. It was very amicable, and we really worked out our stuff, and I'm really grateful for that. And when he started dating again, I mean, it was to the point for me, I was dating someone else too, and I even offered to go double dating, but his girlfriend or fiance, whatever at the time, she wasn't feeling that idea, and I was like, okay. I mean, I understand. Not everyone is like me. I'm good at at letting things go and not getting it to, like, once I made that decision, I'm like, okay, I'm good. I'm done. He could be around and I wouldn't be upset. I could go on it was my idea to go on a double date with my ex-husband and his girlfriend, but I don't get it. She wasn't doing
that. Well,
it's
a very modern thing to do. Let me go to one of our listeners here, Mary Angela, who called in today. Mary Angela is someone who's usually in our chat room every day, in fact. So just so you know, we couldn't get the chat room open today or yesterday. We're working on the technical glitches. So thanks for calling in. What comments would you like to make?
Thank you for taking my call. It's just interesting perspective because I, too, was in a relationship, and actually my former mother-in-law just passed away last week.
Oh, my.
And no, you know what? She lived a good life. She was 94.
Oh.
And she actually was very instrumental in where I am today in my career. And so I was just really, honored to be able to, do the final goodbyes and stuff. But with all the trauma and drama, I don't want to get into it because some people follow me on the radio. So I chose, I was blessed to be able to go before the family got there because I'm a florist.
Mm-hmm.
And the director was able for me to see her, and I could, pay my respect and whatnot. But it's just interesting how relationships that I've had with men I finally came to the conclusion it was for me to re-hook up with their mom from, like, past life things. And it's just really been interesting because sometimes it isn't about the guy. It's about unfinished business maybe with their moms or sisters or – I just find that, for me, an interesting twist. And then you helped me realize that I need to not sleep in the middle of my bed. I guess I got to decide which side I want to sleep on so I can invite the new person into my life. So, but a great show. And I think, Carla, you and I share that same thing about afterwards is being friends. And why does it have to be hostile? And, you know, I was the same way. I was like, you know, with my ex-husband, I'm like, well, can't we remain friends?
Yeah.
And it didn't work out that way. And it's, you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
But his soul needed to learn in the experience. And you bless them, honor them, release them, and let them go and move on, right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Carla Lynn, why don't you tell our friend Mary Angela how to reach you on Facebook, other ways to reach you, and let our listeners know your websites as well. Mary Angela, thank you for calling in, and sorry about the chat room. I miss going back and forth to the chat room. Hopefully we'll have it resolved by the end of the week. Go ahead, Carla Lynn Hall.
Sure.
Reach out to you and find you. Go ahead.
Oh, sure. You can find me on Facebook the usual way. My middle name is Lynn. So it's Carla Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E, Hall, Carla Lynn Hall. You can find me on Facebook. I also have a blog at rockstarlifelessons.com. And I'm also on Twitter, you know, the little at symbol Carla Lynn Hall. Always remember that E in the middle. And, those are the main places.
The E in the middle of Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E.
And E. The E is silent.
When you say in the middle, they could think you're meaning a middle initial. So I wanted to clarify.
Oh, that's true. Oh, no, thank you.
You said an E in the middle. So for future reference, it's the E out of Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E, Carla Lynn Hall, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. And once again, give your websites.
Oh, sure. RockstarLifeLessons.com. RockstarLifeLessons.com, Twitter. I'm on Twitter and also Facebook. So as long as if all else fails, if you just go to Google and Google Carla Lynn Hall, you'll find something. there's lots of stuff there.
And, folks, if you go to Joyce Barry and Friends every day, guaranteed you'll find something. Every day a different show, a different guest. Listen up to what Beverly Nadler, our health guru, has to say about why you should be listening to this show. And surely it's good for your health.
There's an extraordinary and fun-filled way to make sure you always have a positive day. Listen to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one radio show, weekdays live at 11 a.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. Her Coach's Corner has memorable quotes and life lessons with objectives. Some of her guests entertain, while others offer valuable perspectives. You'll hear important ways to improve your health and wonderful ways to increase your wealth. Learn about business opportunities and healthy products galore. Don't miss a show. Tune in daily to hear what else is in store. Your mind will be stimulated and your heart will be captivated. You'll be informed and educated while you're inspired and motivated. Enjoy the lively conversation and fascinating views. Hear valuable suggestions and great ideas for you to use. Be sure to refer your family and friends because they'll want to know about Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show.
And folks, those of you that want to reach me, my website is Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com. I'm a life coach, success coach, home business coach. So I'd be delighted to hear from you, comments, suggestions,
anything you want to share about the show, about our guests, you can do it via sending me a message through JoyceBarryandFriends.com. There's a place right under my picture that says message. You can click follow right under that picture as well, and you'll know what we're doing every day. You'll get an email from Blog Talk Radio. My website, Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com, hundreds of testimonials from across America of people that I've worked with in trainings and classes, one-on-one coaching. Here are just a few select endorsements.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, this show today is He, She, the One, with our special guest, Carla Lynn Hall. We'll continue. But first, I just want to say, so that's how she chooses the one, or my comments as well. Here is how I choose the one in a home business, and the words are sung by Carla Lynn Hall.
The home biz I choose will have to be a company whose products are so healthy. The company I call my own has an upline and leaders with a positive tone. The comp plan is generous, the products are great. It's time to join in, no reason to wait. We'll be smitten as we're sitting in a business that we are all winning. A company who does care, the business I must share with you.
Contact Joyce Barry, the home business coach, and you can start earning extra income today. Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com for part-time, full-time, anytime opportunity. If you want to improve your finances, get out of debt, save money, and make money now, CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, I'll put your name, phone number, best time to reach you. And I'm happy to have a free give you a free consult on what it's like to have a home business, see if it resonates with you. And I can give you very specific companies that I fully endorse, that I stand behind 100%. So, Carla, as we're wrapping up here, is he, she, the one? You mentioned a great deal of things one would look for. I want to add financial security. I want to add honesty, trust, and integrity, very, very important. So I'm sure those are on your list, but I just wanted to get to them before we run out of time. You referenced opposites attract. I agree with that. I totally agree with that. Similarities attract and opposites attract. And I really want to say we've all heard the saying, it is better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. I say it is better to have loved and won.
I agree.
So that is a wake-up call. Here's another wake-up call.
Here is success coach Joyce Berry with a wake-up call.
A call for riches coming my way, today and each and every day. A call for opportunities here and now. Incredible ways to make money. Wow. A call for good health, a mind and body that's sound because of the amazing healthy products I found. A call to the Lord to make my dreams come true. Just give me the wisdom to know what to do. And folks, if you know what to do, just do it. If not now, when?
So that kind of puts it all together, what we were saying. If you know what to do, just do it, and if not, now when? So any other things you want to share as we wind down the show today?
Oh,
as
sure.
As regards to, is he, she, the one?
Yes, I have one more to add, and it's looking at the way that you handle disagreements. That's really important. I mean, you can. That's one thing you can basically count on, that there will be disagreements. So I think it's important to be with someone who fights fair and is willing to not take you so seriously, or and for you also not to take yourself so seriously, because sometimes I think we can just get so caught up in our point of view, and if we're with someone who can maybe laugh at us a little bit, you know, until we start laughing at ourselves, I think that's really helpful. And and I had one little point to make to Mary Ann.
You just said, Carla, something, if we find someone to laugh at us, I would change that to someone to laugh with us. It takes us to laugh at ourselves, but people might have a real problem with someone laughing at them. It's more laughing with them.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. I'm definitely talking about myself in this regard, because there's times when I might take myself too seriously and explain something from my point of view, and someone else might look at me and just sort of like smirk, you know, maybe not laugh at me, but just sort of, you know, just add some humor to it and just sort of say, okay, I hear you, but it's not that serious. And for me, I need someone like that. I need someone who won't take me.
And I agree. And I think it's just a play on semantics here. Laugh with us.
Yes.
Get us to laugh at ourselves. You mean all those things, but when you say laugh at us, it just hits a note for people. I don't want someone laughing at me.
Sure. I've just had the experience where someone has laughed at me, and then I started laughing at myself. So you're totally right. You don't want someone to just laugh at you and make fun of you, but you want someone, you know, to at least have a sort of someone is sharing the ride with you, and they're willing to listen to you even when you're going off on something that's not really sensible.
No, and I get what you're saying, and it's crystal clear to me, but I'm just saying it's never what you say, it's how people hear it and what they're hearing. So that would press a lot of buttons. But, of course, I know the context you're coming from. They take the sting out of it. They take the edge out of it. They're pointing a finger and laughing until you start laughing. But, again, it's not what you're saying. It's what they're hearing.
Ah, yes. You're absolutely right. And I had one little other point to add to Mary Angela, I think that was who called in.
Yes.
That was such a great call, Mary Angela. Thank you so much for calling in. I was just going to say, you don't have to sleep in the middle of the bed. But a minister told me once was you could have – make sure that there's room in your closet for someone else's clothes. Make sure that there's a space in a dresser. But until that happens, you go ahead and hog the bed all you want, because, you know, that's important too, until they get there.
I agree. So, Carla, tell them your websites once again, how to reach you once again with the different social media.
Sure. You can find me at my my main blog is rockstarlifelessons.com, and I'm on Facebook. I have both a friend profile as well as a fan page, and I had mentioned my musical partner, Curtis. We are playing together tonight, and we have a website at curtisandcarla.com, and we are also on Facebook. And I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, and I'm everywhere.
She's everywhere. Most importantly, she's right here, right now, with Joyce, Barry, and friends. And folks, those of you that take notes and you put the notes in your drawer, you have the smartest drawer in the house, but really it's time to go into action. It's a new year. Launch the new year. Start working on your dreams, your goals. And I ask the question, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? Folks, if you ask yourself that question each and every day as you start the day, if not now, when, I guarantee you, Coach Joyce here guarantees you, it'll definitely get you a lot more results and get you much further along the path to your success. Perhaps you need some magical keys to have this happen.
The Magical Keys, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Are you a mover and a shaker? Are you a barrier breaker? What is your personal code? Is it to be in a positive mode? When you're getting your job done, are you happy and having fun? There are 24 hours in a day. Are you using them in a constructive way? There are 168 hours in a week. Are you operating at your peak? Look for miracles and know they will come. Then you are blessed to receive each one. Every dream you want to come true, ask the universe to give it to you. Focus on having good health. Focus on unlimited wealth. Focus on everything you say to bring great opportunities your way. Focus on people both near and far that really love you for who you are. When you work and when you rest, visualize receiving all the best. Believe and know you can have it all, even when you're up against the wall. Believe it as well you should. Believe it when you're feeling good. Believe it when you're feeling blue. Then feel good to make it come true. The key is to get energized. The key is to get vitalized. The key is to get ignited. The key is to get excited. So, as you can plainly see,
Each one is a magical key. These magical keys will open your door to having all that you want and even more. So, Carolyn Hall, if you had a magical wand, what is it that you want to have happen for you?
That I can say out loud?
Yes, that you can share with a worldwide audience.
Let's see. Well, I would. Well, okay. I am definitely interested in finding love sometime, eventually.
Sometime soon. Let's not hold back at all. So thank you. Love having you on the show. You're someone that always has an open invitation. Anyone in the Joyce Barry and Friends All-Star team, we love having you on. Always, always, always welcome. Folks, go out and celebrate your relationships. Celebrate the ones that you know are coming. Celebrate your friends. Celebrate your resources, your opportunities, and celebrate the miracles that will come your way if only you will believe that they will.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.